The distant fence you saw from the farm is right in front of you, extending as far as you can see to the right and left, except for a gap at New Garden Road. There's nothing between you and the farm except, as mentioned earlier, another fence running parallel to the near one, roughly halfway across the muddy farm fields. Before the battle, 2 6-pounders are side by side in the road, a few yards in front of the fence, facing toward the farm. On each side of the road and behind them are at least 40 regular Army soldiers from North Carolina, protecting and helping with the cannons in addition to the normal artillerymen.
These are likely the only remaining North Carolina Continentals, the rest having been captured at the fall of Charleston or Battle of Camden, South Carolina, in 1780.
Down the road from the rear comes Major General Greene. He rides along behind the North Carolina militia lining the fence, at one point removing his hat and wiping sweat from his forehead. You hear him call out several times, "Three rounds, my boys, and then you may fall back." He then returns up the hill. During the artillery duel, the last British cannonball kills one of the Americans nearby in a gruesome way. By leaning forward on his knee, his body is aligned with the arc of the ball, which, one source says, tore the spine at the whole length of the body. The British you left at the farm buildings cross the fence there, reform their line, and march toward you. The mud slows them down. At the middle fence line, about 120 yards away, the troops cross, reform again, and continue. Others who had been hidden by the woods across the road appear from the trees and do the same. Almost as soon as the British appear there, expert Patriot riflemen out of view on the far ends of this line start firing at the British and Hessians within range. Unlike most men on the line, their weapons are rifled, meaning the insides of the barrels have corkscrew grooves cut into them to spin the balls. This makes them more accurate over longer distance. At the first sight of the redcoat bayonets, some of the untried militiamen here dart away without firing a shot. Most hold their ground, however, and their fire for the roughly 2 minutes it takes the British to continue their advance after crossing the middle fence. Look at the closest driveway on the right side of the road, roughly 50 yards away, half of an American football field. The regiments approaching on the north side of the road have quickened their steps due to the rifle fire, perhaps pulling ahead of the units on either side of them. However, as they near 50 yards out, nearly the killing range of muskets of the day, these Royal Welch Fusiliers hesitate. The term fusiliers refers to smaller guns called fusils the unit carried in earlier days.
One man wrote of the Patriots, "Their whole force had their arms presented and resting on a rail fence. They were taking aim with the nicest precision."
Perhaps this allows the rest of the line to catch up. Meanwhile, an officer on horseback gallops in front of them. He is Lieutenant Colonel James Webster, in command of the regiments on that side of the road. He yells, "Come on, my brave fusiliers!" Now they break into a spontaneous run, bayonets lowered. When the entire British line is within 35 to 50 yards, around where the closest modern driveway is on the right side, the Patriot militia along the entire line opens up with a volley. It's unclear whether this was ordered or somebody fired and the rest joined in. Regardless, gaps open in the British line as many men fall. The well-trained soldiers fill those in and then return a volley. A number of Patriots collapse as the air fills with smoke. The British resume their charge, some units stopping to volley again, others simply rushing toward the fence. What happens next depends on where you are in the line. Most of the remaining militia break for the rear, many leaving behind guns, ammunition boxes, anything that might slow them down. Their senior officers wave swords, grab the arms of passing men, and curse at the rest. The braver Patriots manage to reload and fire one more round before fleeing, while a very few get off a third shot. It takes most men at least 30 seconds to reload a musket. The British, and their bayonet points, are within a few yards of you by the time the rest fall back. Our next stop will help you see the attack. Proceed to the walking instructions under time and distance, and its audio clip.